Namaste and welcome. I'm Stacey Theodosin, the Healing Goddess. I'm a practitioner of Ayurvedic medicine and a holistic life and health coach and a light worker. Today, I'm sharing one of my favorite Sanskrit mantra meditations with you. Oh my gosh, you're probably wondering, what does all of that mean? Not to worry, I'm going to share a bit about these ancient meditations and then we will settle in and meditate together. First, let's talk about what is a meditation. Meditation is the practice of silencing our mind and staying in the moment in order to achieve pure consciousness or samadhi or enlightenment. Now, some people will sit quietly and meditate while other people like to chant a mantra, and still others engage in more active forms of meditation like yoga, hiking, walking, gardening, cooking. Anything that we do with our full attention in the moment can be meditative. People from various cultures and religions around the world meditate, but why? Well, people meditate for all various reasons. There are many health benefits associated with meditating regularly. Meditation is proven to reduce stress and anxiety, which are key components to reducing the incidence of chronic health issues. Others meditate to feel more calm, centered, or peaceful. And some people meditate to gain a deeper understanding of themselves or even the God or Goddess consciousness. Meditation is a wonderful tool, and it provides the most healing benefit when it is practiced regularly. Sanskrit is the ancient language of India and Ayurveda. It is a completely vibrational language, and it's said to be in continual existence for nearly 6,000 years. Since Sanskrit is a vibrational language, the seed sounds of the Sanskrit language are then used to build the mantras that we create for building an exact vibration that we need to elicit a specific outcome. Vibrational medicine is built upon these principles. Meditation actually raises our megahertz, our frequency, our vibration, which in turn heals our body. Mantra is a Sanskrit word that literally translates into mind free. Man meaning mind and tra meaning free. Mind free. So these seed mantras then become the tools and building blocks that we use to free our conscious mind and then elicit a specific outcome for our health and well-being. Sanskrit mantras can be used to heal emotional, physical, and or spiritual imbalances or ailments by sending out energy to the collective rather than to just one individual. We chant aloud or we can silently visualize the mantra and repeat it in our mind. We visualize or repeat each mantra exactly 108 times. I hope that you will take a few moments to meditate with me. Our mantra today is Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. There is no exact translation for this specific mantra, but legend tells us that it has all of the teachings of the Buddha in this one meditation. And although this meditation is originally from India and in the Sanskrit language, it is the most used meditation in Tibet currently. And it is said that chanting it aloud or silently to yourself invokes the powerful and benevolent attention of the deity who is the embodiment of compassion. So let's get comfortable and meditate. Please sit or lay in a comfortable position, eyes closed, hands resting comfortably. They can be by your side. They can be folded over your, abdominal area. You can have them in a prayer pose. They can be facing up to be more receptive. They can be facing downward to be more introspective. Find your place of comfort. If you think you might be a little cold, feel free to get a blanket. You don't want any of your attention to go to anything else other than your breath and the repetition of mantra. So let's bring our breath now, or an awareness to our breath, breathing in and out only through the nose, mouth closed. Let's exhale. And now fully inhale also only through the nose. Inhaling through the nose. Exhaling through the nose fully. And while you're finding the rhythm of your breath, please take a moment to set an intention for your meditation practice. What would you like to do with the energy that is created, the vibration that you are creating? Is there a specific person or situation that could use some healing energy? It could be yourself, it could be another. Take a moment. Continue breathing in and out. And when you're ready, we'll begin repeating the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. I'll mind the time. Simply silently repeat the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And now it's time to return our attention to our breathing. Inhaling and exhaling, only in and out through our nose. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. It's time to release the mantra. Take your time, and when you feel ready, while breathing slowly and deeply, return to us and open your eyes. Thank you. I'm so pleased that you've taken the time to meditate with me today. If you would like more information about Ayurveda or to learn how to deepen your meditation practice, or you'd like to know why we chant each mantra 108 times, please visit www.healinggoddess.com. I hope that you will bookmark the website and come back again and again for free information and resources, in addition to transformative paid programs, and to find out what's going on in our community. Feel free to join the conversation in our online community, in one of our groups, including our book club. Thank you again for joining me today, and I hope that you have a beautiful and peaceful day, and you take that peaceful, centered energy into your next interaction. Shanti, this is Stacy, the Healing Goddess.